Chapter 6. Prohibition. Comprehension. Read this article. In most non-Muslim and non-Buddhist countries, drinking alcohol has been part of a traditional way of life for many hundreds of years. Although America is a fairly young country, it too has had a long tradition of alcohol drinking. Many of the early immigrants to America were Europeans, who traditionally drank beer, whiskey, or wine. So it must have come as a shock to many Americans when, at the start of this century, a group called the Prohibitionists began fighting for a law to ban the drinking of alcohol. The Prohibitionists believed that alcohol had a bad effect on society and was a threat to law and order. This was partly true in the cities where most people were very poor. Living conditions were terrible, and many people, mainly men, turned to alcohol to try to forget their problems. After years of fighting by the Prohibitionists, the Prohibition Act was passed in 1920. It meant that it was illegal to make or sell any alcoholic drink. The effect of the new law was not what had been intended. Liquor was now the one thing on everyone's mind. Now that it was illegal, it became more attractive, in the same way that some drugs are popular today. Many bars reopened as speakeasies, secret rooms where drinking and gambling carried on night and day. As well as failing to stop people drinking, Prohibition actually created a whole new kind of criminal activity. The speakeasies were supplied with illegal drink by underworld dealers. The dealers were often protected by corrupt police and officials. Before long, organized crime, like the mafia, was involved in making, supplying, and selling drink. It was this kind of business which created powerful gangsters like Al Capone. By the late 1920s, there were more speakeasies than there had been bars. Many people who never drank before, especially women, now went to speakeasies as it became fashionable. Prohibition finally ended in 1933 because everyone agreed that it had failed. Drinking had actually increased, as had lawlessness and violence. Today, Prohibition is often blamed for the widespread existence of organized crime and corrupt officials, which has continued since that time. The general feeling of mistrust towards the law, which is still found in America today, can be traced back to the days of Prohibition.